issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you gotta brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you. Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the savior, he's the holy one from Zion. No more crying, wiping tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an excuse. We've got to rule and stop to go, we love to stop, we fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to build a substance, but we lost it, but we're fighting.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We are born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it. Hello. This is Real Life Issues with Abba. It's good to come your way once again with another fresh episode of Real Life Issues. It's been a while. How are you doing today? I trust you're good. Well, forgive me, because if I start to tell you the reasons why I refused or had not uploaded my episode or show, you might think those reasons are flimsy. But you know what? Life, you know, is full of challenges, and there are things that could hinder you from just, you know, achieving your aim and visions. But however, we are unstoppable. I am unstoppable. So this is New Year. I wish you a new year and a prosperous one in that matter. This year promises to be very, very wonderful and unique. So please, I want you to keep on, you know, coming around to check out different topics on issues that will affect you, and as well you will learn in the process. Thank you very much. My name remains Abba Ogban, and today I have a very important topic to share with you. The topic simply says procrastination. This is the beginning of the year, and this is also the beginning of the month, though we are towards the end of the month already. But it is not too late to come up with this topic this moment. Like, I wish to share with you about it some months ago or some weeks ago, but I never had the time. Like I said, I wouldn't want to start giving reasons why I never uploaded my show. So I'm glad to come your way. We bless God that he has brought us again. I am glad that you're still actually going to, you know, listen to this show, and I believe you've been blessed so far. It promises to become better and better and better, and probably that's the reason, one of the reasons why I never uploaded my show for some time now. Okay, so procrastination is the action of delaying or postponing something, and I also call it the thief of time. It steals your time. And time in this part of the world, it is said, is money. So how you use your time determines what you get from it. Okay, so let's look at the definition of procrastination in a bit. The Latin says procrastinatus. Pro means forward, and crastinus, meaning of tomorrow. You see, forward tomorrow, when you carry over what you should have done today to the next day, it is called procrastination. what you should have done in the now, taking it to the next hour, to the next evening, to the next morning. The more you shift it, the more we call it procrastination. So this moment, I want to speak with you concerning procrastination. Like I've said, procrastination has affected a lot of us, especially in the area of achieving our goals. Procrastination is something that has affected us negatively, and in a way it becomes a trait, or what we call habit. And as such, if you are a person that usually procrastinates, it affects you, and as well has a negative effect in your relationship with people, and also your achievement in life. It is typically perceived as a negative trait due to its hindering effect on one's productivity, often associated with depression, low self-esteem, guilt, and inadequacy. These are the consequences of, you know, not being able to do what you have to do on time, or in the right time, or when you should have done it. Okay, I have to quickly mention all of this because everybody wants to be productive in life, and if you must be productive in life, you ought to make sure that you do what you have to do at the right time. One thing is to know what to do, another thing is doing it on the time when you should have done it. Okay, so knowing what to do is very important, and knowing when to do it is most important, because putting all of this together is what will bring to you productivity in any aspect of your life. Don't let it get to a point where you get depressed, start having low self-esteem because you see other people ahead of you, and also guilt and inner self inadequacy. When you have that feeling of inadequacy, it draws you backward. It kills your morale. It kills your self-motivation. So you have to make sure that you eschew this habit. We have different types of procrastination. We have academic procrastination and non-academic procrastination. Academic procrastination, like the word itself, it actually has to do with your academics. Do you have some work to do as relates to your academic, and you keep procrastinating it and feeling that you will do it tomorrow? And the more you procrastinate it, the more you heap more work to be done. And as such, when the work becomes very much, it becomes cumbersome, and as well becomes tiring, and also brings what is called laziness and delay. And in the end, you're not able to, you know, do it the way you should have done it if you had done the work in bits. Okay, so on the other hand, we talked about non-academic procrastination. Non-academic procrastination is associated maybe with our businesses, our spiritual life, our prayer life, the study life. Permit me to use those words so that in order for you to understand easily. You know, we are Christians, and we have to, you know, make sure that we spend time with the Word of God, meditate on it. You know, in other words, the Word has to transform us in the process of spending time with it. You don't just have to gloss over it. You don't just have to glance over it. You don't just have to flip over the pages. Take some time to meditate on the Word of God. Let the Word of God abide in you. Jesus Christ speaking, He said, "The word that I speak, they are life. The word that I speak, they are life." You know, the Word of God is life. When you spend some time with the Word, it transforms you. It's not something that is done in a day. It brings life to you. Jesus Christ said, "The word that I have spoken, this word have cleansed you." The Word of God has the potency of cleaning the death, those bad habits away from you. So spend some time with the Word of God. Stop procrastinating. Stop procrastinating those moments you should have, you know, stayed with the word or stay in the place of prayer. I know we are young people and we have a lot on our minds, but when you set, you know, priorities in place, you know what to do at every point in time. Make out your list and make them in the order of preference. There are things that are more preferable than others. There are weighty matters in life. As you grow up, you get to know that there are things that are relevant in the now and there are things that should be postponed. Okay? And those ones that should be trashed in the now, deal with them and make sure you do them, and God will help you. Okay? And one of the reasons why people procrastinate is because they have this habit of perfectionism. You know, the perfectionism is a prime cause, or cause, one of the causes of procrastination. Because pursuing unattainable goals usually result in failure. You set out goals that are unattainable. There is this saying that you should set SMART goals. S, they stand for specific, you know, and M stands for motivating. A stands for attainable. And R and T, time. Okay, so you just have to set the SMART goals and be able to attain them. Don't just set goals because you want to set goals or you feel like setting out goals. I know this habit we do have about, you know, having to have New Year resolutions, and in the end, we are unable to resolve any of them. It happens, okay? So you have to make sure that you carry out your activities in beats. Don't wait until they are accumulated. The Word of God says, in the book of Romans chapter 2 verse 1, it says, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man. We are inexcusable. Stop giving excuses. Excuses are seemingly harmless, subtle, but in the end you regret and start having, you know, guilt and feeling of inadequacy. And please, I wouldn't want that to happen to you this year. This year you ought to be intentional about what you want to achieve and also your work with God. Okay, so to overcome procrastination, it is actually good to recognize and accept the fact that failure can help you move forward. When you fail, it is not time to whine, it's not time to condemn yourself, it's not time to look down on yourself and have self-pity. Okay, so you should be able to know that failure should propel you forward. And the reason why you try and have to do anything on time is so that you will know your ability in that area. If you fail the first time you try, there is nothing wrong with you. If you fail again, there's nothing wrong with you. If you fail again, there's nothing wrong with you. But something is wrong with you when you give up, when you fail. Because definitely, if you keep at it, you will achieve it. Okay, so another thing you have to do is that you should stop focusing on faults and flaws. Okay, you don't focus on your flaws. Set goals that are easily achieved, the ones that you can achieve. Don't look at your flaws, don't look at your inadequacies. Rather focus on your abilities. I know it's not easy. Most times we feel, I will not look at those weaknesses anymore. It might seem very easy to say, but it's not easy. But the more you try to stay away from all those limitations, the more you will actually stay away from them. There is something about you that is so unique. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Don't always focus on that flaws, or those flaws rather, or those weaknesses. There is more to you. Okay, don't let procrastination kill that vision. Don't let procrastination kill that relationship. Don't let procrastination kill that prayer life. Don't let procrastination kill the time you should have used to study the Word of God. God loves you so much and He wants to spend some time with you. Remember Adam in the book of Genesis? God comes to fellowship with him. So God needs your time. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to speak with you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God. So in every beginning, there has to be God. And if there is no God in your beginning does not count. Every other thing is a waste of time. You are a believer, you are a child of God. Like I mentioned earlier on, you are a young person. There are distractions everywhere. But choose which one to follow. Choose which thing to do at every point in time. Well, I wouldn't start to say that there are positive distractions. Of course there are, if you check critically. But that's not the topic for today. Okay, whatever will not give you a good name is a distraction. Whatever will not bring joy in the end is a distraction. Jesus Christ endured hardship, endured hardness, endured all the things he had to endure in order for him to have the joy in the end. Better is the end of the matter than the beginning thereof. Please, this year be deliberate. Be intentional about achieving great goals. God Almighty wants to help you. He wants you to come out of that habit you've always wanted to come out. Don't let the habit stop you from studying the Word of God. I've come to realize that no matter what habit you have, maybe you keep falling over and over again. All you have to do is just keep studying the Word of God and meditate on it. You will be so surprised how the Word will cleanse you, will make you pure from the inside out. It's not a year where you should condemn yourself. It's not a year where you feel you cannot achieve anything. There is more to you than what you have seen. Okay, so at this point, I want to sincerely appreciate you for always, you know, keeping at it and making sure that you don't give up on yourself. And also listening to shows like this that will actually help you in life. Having contact with this show today, it's a great gain to you. Because it will motivate you. You will learn one or two things that will actually make you a better person. My dream is for every one of us to be better. Because indeed, God has made us better. It is our fault at the Garden of Eden that brought all that evil that we are seeing today. So, we lost our dominion. But in Christ, we have our dominion back. Keep believing in God, believe in yourself, and keep loving people. And I have to leave you with this. Friendship is not compulsory, but loving one another is compulsory. Thank you. I am your brother and your friend, Abba Ogban. At this point, I will say bye for now.
Issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respect of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you got to brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you.
Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the Savior, he's the Holy One from Zion. No more crying, wiping tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an answer. We're going to rule and stop to go, we love to stop, we fight, fight, fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to build a substance, but we lost it, but we fight, fight, fight.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We were born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it.